Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord our God is awesome in His ways. He is to be feared. God is dangerous. God loves us, but He's also dangerous. The Father, I was thinking about the Father today, Father God. When the Israelites sinned, the Lord told Moses, I'm going to wipe them out and I'm going to raise up another nation through you. And Moses interceded. He got on his face before the Lord. No, Lord, the Gentiles will say that you couldn't bring them out of to the promised land. And he interceded on their behalf. Now God is the one who promised us a Savior, the seed of woman. But the people began to sin, and they were corrupt in that way. Jesus is our intercessor. And I love the knowledge of God. And I, you know, as I get to know Him and get to understand Him and relate to Him, I see the wisdom in all that He does. And it's healthy to know Him. God is good. He thinks of everything. But sin does something to humanity and creation that should not be. Sin is evil. And it does something to you. It works against you in every way and in every form beyond your ability to comprehend it. As I've gotten to know the Lord over the years, He always gives His best. He always does the best situation. He thinks of everything and then He chooses the best solution. Now, the Lord told me He's looking for sincere people. He made a way for us to be saved. He made a way for us to get rid of our sin. No other religion did that. None of the religions that men have come up with does nothing about sin. But there are those who are sincere that do follow God, even though they don't understand everything. They stick to the love of God, and they stick to what to the Word of God. Nero was killing Christians. He was the new Caesar. He was just like Caesar. He was a descendant. And he was killing Christians and throwing them in, you know, making sport of them, just like with the gladiators, you know. And then they had the lions eating the Christians up. And some they were burned at the stake. And the people, no matter what was going on, no matter how they were dying, they were worshiping God, and he did not understand that. They would not cower down. They would not turn their back on Jesus. Why? Because they stuck to the love of God. And in these modern times, many of us have not had to, you know, we were not put in that position and had to choose under the penalty of death yet. But there are those who will, and there are those who jeopardize their life to preach the gospel. There are those who go in harm's way to preach the gospel. There are those who live, they left careers, sold their homes. And I'm not talking about the rich preachers that rake in all the money. I'm talking about everyday people who just love God. And sometimes they do it without money. The world is not worthy of them. They don't live the most comfortable life, because they love God, and God is using them. They know Him. And I think about how He does things and who He uses. He uses pure people to do His will. Now, some people have turned aside after money. Some people have turned aside after fame. Some have outright went back to the world, but they still preach the gospel. And they make a mess of things. But there are those who love God. Some are well off, some are not. You can't go by what a person has or doesn't have. It's the heart that God looks at. Some people love God and they'll do whatever it takes. rich or poor, poverty or not, they're going to do God's word, even if it's dangerous. Now, when God chose a Savior, he sent Jesus Christ. When he gave us a king, he always sent the best choice. Now, I want to show you a point that sin does something to you that you can't, that you don't want. Anybody who does nothing about their sin, over time you will become something worse than any monster. If a man do nothing about his sin and just live every day without God's help, without Jesus Christ as their Savior, over time sin will do something to them. Now, we can get a glimpse of this in Genesis chapter 6. Men had become so hateful that they only thought about doing evil continually. The Lord had to get Noah to build the ark. It took him 100 years. Because in those days, people lived to be over 900 years. Now, God had told Adam, the day you eat off this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which was in the center of the garden, the day you eat off it, you should surely die. And the day he ate off it, he surely did die. Now, a day to God is like 1,000 years. He lived to be 930 years old. The oldest man recorded was Methuselah. He lived to be 969 years old. He died the year of the flood. The end of his life marked the year that God would do judgment. Now, God cut our time back. In Genesis 6 or 7, it talked about how God cut our days back to 120 years. And then he told Moses 70 years. The median of that is 95. That's a tenth of what Adam, that's about almost a tenth of what Adam lived. Because man that don't do anything against his sin will become so vile and corrupt that it's beyond belief. This is why God made hell. Hell is designed to destroy sin. We are made in God's image. We cannot die. Our bodies will die, but our spirit cannot die. It is everlasting. From the time we were conceived, it is everlasting. It can't go back to nothing. You can't go back. People are in hell now wishing that they could stop existing, and they cannot because they are made in the image of God. So when you believe on Jesus Christ, you get to live forever and ever and ever and ever forever. And you can't die. No matter what the punishments of hell do to you, you will come back and suffer it all over again. Now, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but interacting with the Lord, he did hell for a reason. He used fire for a reason, because he's going to put an end to sin. There's no room for sin in God's kingdom. There's no use for it. If you have cancer, you want all the cancer cut out. They don't leave cancer in your little toe. They cut it out because it's destructive, just like sin is. My sin is destructive. Your sin is destructive. The sin of our state is destructive. The sin of our nation is destructive. The world system is based off three things. The lust of the eye, which lust can't be satisfied. The lust of the flesh, lust cannot be satisfied. It consumes everything. And the pride of life, it can't be satisfied either. And Satan wants to dominate everything, and it caused a hatred to build up in him. Now, if you receive the living love of God in you, you can't sin with the love of God. If your heart is filled with his love, and if you fill your heart with his word, you have strength. You cannot sin with your heart full of the love of God. And now James talked about this in 1 John talks about this. When you read the first, second, and third, and fourth, and fifth chapter, you can conclude that when your heart is filled with the love of God, you don't want to sin. You can't. You can't love God and hate your brother. When you love God, you love everybody. When you sincerely love God, you'll put yourself in danger because you love God. You'll risk your life to minister to contrary people because you love God. And you won't deny him because you love God. You won't kill, steal, and destroy because you love God. You won't cheat, a wife won't cheat on her husband because she loves God. She has restraint. That's what the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was all about, to help us learn restraint. You can't have everything, and lust will consume everything. You don't need it. There's no need for it. There's no reason to sin against God. But some people feel tempted, but they don't go after it. They do something about the temptation. They begin to ask God to help them conquer it. And different people do different things. But I found out, if you fill your heart with God's love, the demons of temptation will fall off your life, and you can use your authority to stop it. Now, I want to go beyond all this, because God is more than sin and righteousness. God is life. If we learn life, we can do something against our sin. Now, in order for you to live the life that God is trying to give you, you can't just receive God's word. You also have to reject the ways of darkness, because a storm is coming. The king is coming, folks. Our King Jesus is coming. He's not coming as a baby. He's coming as a king. He's going to rule and reign here. He's the bridegroom. Now, those who are ready when he returns will go with him. He's going to move them out of harm's way so he can do war. He's going to destroy the works of men. The Antichrist that's about to arise, he's going to throw him alive in the lake of fire. Now, all who follow the Antichrist, all who take the mark, all who reject salvation, they're on death row. If you love people, you get along, but you didn't get saved, you're on death row. There are people I love and care about. They didn't make Jesus their Lord. They are on death row. There are teenagers that take the things of God lightly, and they're on death row. And sometimes their parents are on death row, and their friends. Some preachers are on death row. But God didn't put them on death row. They did. Jesus opened the door to your jails, to the jails of sin. Jesus sprung you out of sin's jail. You got to walk out. You got to believe him and follow him out of that jail. If you don't, you standing in your cell waiting to die. No matter how you look at it, no matter what you think, when people's everyday people, when their lives are over, and they're not in Christ, they didn't want to hear the things of God, or they listened to the things of God, but they chose to live according to the world and neglect the things of God. Sin consumed their life, and when they die, to their surprise, they fall into a pit. Now, I'm giving you warning. I'm giving you the heads up of things the best way I know, as God guides me. Because it's not fair, you know, to learn that you were wrong when it's too late. And the life that God has given you is so much wisdom is in it. Perfection is even in it. God will bless you to no end. And these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. Everything's free. Let people know that you can listen to this broadcast again. Our lives are at stake. If we follow God, he's going to help us to grow from glory to glory. It's very important. Now, we need to repent like the Ninevites. As a nation, we need to repent just like the Ninevites. They avoided the consuming fire that was going to destroy them, because at the last moment they repented. They turned from their wicked way. You can't just receive the things of God. You have to reject the things of darkness. The Lord saved you from sin for a reason. He gave you his life and took away your death. You were on death row, headed to hell. And Jesus did something about it. He laid his life down for all of us. And I say individually, he knew you by name, and collectively, as all of his, he died for every person. He died for Hitler. He died for Stalin. He died for evil men. He died for Darwin. All the people that have corrupted 20th century and 21st century living, Jesus died for them too and loved them. But they chose the way of Satan. Their hearts grew harder and harder. God couldn't trust man to live over 120 years. Now, some people live a little longer than that, but people can't. On average, people die between 70 and 120. Some people may get a little more life out of it, but but the Lord had to cut our time down because sin does something to man, and they don't even know how bad it gets. Without the love of God, none of this will make sense. But when you receive God's love, when you receive his word, you'll see the world system for what it is. And you can walk out of it. You can walk out of that open door jail. Jesus sprung it. He sprung you out of jail. And then you're going to stay in it? That doesn't make sense. Yeah, but I feel this way. God can help you feel the right way. He can give you, if you receive what he's saying, if a man could listen to a serpent and get in all this trouble, he can definitely listen to what God has to say and get out of it. And that's what I do. Every time I had a concern, every time I felt weak, every time I felt trapped, every time I felt like I wasn't going to make it, I sought the Lord, and he always, my friend, exceeded my expectation. And it inspired me to want to tell people how good God is. Hell is the only way to destroy sin. So don't attach yourself to sin. Don't stay in that condition. When I look at the YouTube videos and Facebook videos of people that have actually went to hell, people are going to hell and heaven. God is showing people rapture dreams, what's to come. And it's intensifying. And they're saying the very same things. And the hatred of hell is so outrageous that I say, this is crazy. This is something you just can't, this is an evil that don't make sense. And people that go there have to suffer. Everything that has sin in it, hear me good, because I love you. You're dealing with fallen angels, people that were once angels, that live thousands times thousands and thousands of years. And they have a malice against God because they chose to sin one day. Just like people choose to do nothing about their salvation. Just like Adam ate off the tree that God told him not to eat of. But there's an end to this. There will be an end to sin. When Jesus finished, everything will be judged that need to be judged. Everything will be put away that need to be put away. And everything will live that needs to live. Everything and every person that go to heaven are people that God can trust. Everybody that make heaven are people that God can trust forever. They will never, ever betray people again. They'll never be evil against God's creation. They will never betray each other. They will never turn against God. And they will forever grow in the wonderful love of God. They will become wiser over time. They will live in God's presence from now on. They will grow from glory to glory forever. And it's beautiful. And I saw hell, but the Lord didn't show me heaven, which I'm glad he didn't, because I want to be focused here. I know it's good. I've listened to people who've been there and how wonderful it is. I saw a glimpse of it. But there are people who walk the streets of gold. And it's beautiful. There's no flaws. There's no disaster. There's no evil. There are no evil plants. Everything is beautiful. Everything is wonderful, like it's supposed to be and like it used to be. God is going to destroy sin. And he loves you. He wants you to be part of this. You got to choose to be part of this, no matter what other people choose. And I know that the rapture is going to happen, and I know for a fact that some of our children will be left. I'm not saying that yours will definitely be left or mine, but, you know, there are so many young people and old people that have not made Jesus their Lord. And I know what's going to happen against them. And I want them to know that they can live forever. And sin can be destroyed out of their life. And I want people to understand it, because God is truthful. He told the truth. He's coming back and he's going to destroy sin. That's what's going to happen. And I said, man, I thought about how people will feel when their children are not in heaven. And I thought about that. I said, how would I feel if one of my children didn't make heaven? And I said, well, they were God's children before they were my children. That's the thought that came to me. God loves them too. He wants to do something about it, because he know for a fact whether our children that we believe are saved, whether they're really saved or not. He knows where we stand with him. And that's a big concern of mine. I want my children to be with me. And God wants them to be with him even more. But whoever he has to lead, they were God's people before they were mine. My children were God's children before they were my children. He has more rights to them than me. And they have a right to walk out of the world system at their will if that's what they want to do. And they can stay if they want to do. If that's what they want to do. And I talked to him that way. I said, you got to follow God. He can't steal people out of this kingdom and bring them to his. But if you believe on Jesus Christ, now you belong to him. And he's going to take what's his and reject what's not. I want people to know what God is doing. It's too important to just leave things to happenstance. This is a day when everybody, my friend, need to repent like the Ninevites. They repented unto life. They didn't just say, oh Lord, I'm sorry for my sin and haphazardly live from now on. No, they repented and they meant it. They got off death row. And that's what I desire for God's people. Get off death row. Walk out of the open door that Jesus has already opened for you. Take time and go forward. Don't let the things of this world consume you. Sin will consume you and you'll be so rotten that it won't make sense. The things of God is right. And if you trust him, you're going to grow from glory to glory. You're going to learn things you've never known. Life is better with God than without. And you don't have anything to compare how good what you're throwing away when you neglect such a great salvation. There's nothing in this world system that can compare to the peace of the Lord our God and King. And I believe in following the peace. When you follow the peace, you're safe. You're in him. He's in you. And when the Holy Spirit speaks, you learn and you grow from glory to glory. There's no need for any form of sin. There's no need to be consumed with it. I like to see people get off death row. I like to see people live forever. I like to see people thrive in life. It's not about how you look. That's irrelevant. It's not about where you've been. That's irrelevant too. Where are you going? How are you living? How are you representing God? That's what's important. We all need to repent from our evil ways. If you know you've been hard to deal with, if you know you've been sinful, if you know you've been a loudmouth, if you know you've been a backbiter, repent like a Ninevite. If more people would repent like a Ninevite, this world would be so much better off. There's nobody that repented like a Ninevite. They repented greater in the history of this of mankind. The whole nation repented. They were spared. They didn't end up like Sodom and Gomorrah. And the only reason three people survived it, because they were taken. Just like at the rapture, the Lord's going to take his people out of harm's way, and he's going to destroy this evil pride of man. It's important to hear God out. It's important to go forward. The things of God are too important to neglect. And the things of God are wonderful. The peace is glorious. The Lord is moving by his Spirit, and there's no need to miss out on the wonderful things of God. There's no need to turn your shoulder away from the voice of God. There's no need to hide in the shadows, dressed in fig leaves. All the other religions, they are just like Adam when he dressed himself in fig leaves and hid from God. That's what they're doing. All the other religions, everything that man come up with, that's just fig leaf business. It won't get you to heaven, and it's deceptive life on death row. But God had mercy on Adam. Gave him a promise that there would be a savior, the seed of woman. He made a covenant with Abraham and Isaac. And now we can live forever, and it's legal. The things of God are very important. Very important. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in and throughout your life as you yield to him and hear him out. That's what's important. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.